Hello, everyone. Every day recently, over 100,000 Israelis have taken to the streets in Tel Aviv and other cities protesting against the Netanyahu government. But what does this say about Israeli opinion on the war? We might believe that the Netanyahu government is on its last legs, that the mass protests against his government include opposition to his war policies, and that left-leaning Israelis are a united and influential group in their determination to end the war. None of these beliefs squares with the facts. First, as to the future of the Netanyahu right-wing government, Israelis very strongly believe he is responsible for the intelligence failure around October 7, the failure to gain release of the hostages, the failure to reach agreement with Hamas on a ceasefire, and the war without end that Israel faces. As one Israeli commentator writes, a May 2024 poll shows that if elections were held today, Netanyahu's party would lose almost 40% of the votes it has in the Israeli parliament. The same poll also found that just 35% of Israelis think that Netanyahu is fit to be a prime minister. However, the same commentator goes on to say, quote, yet two-thirds of Israelis still support their military's aggressive approach in Gaza, including limiting humanitarian aid to Palestinians, unquote. Disdain for Netanyahu mainly reflects anger over his attempt at judicial reform before the October 7 attack and his failure to gain the release of all the hostages, not rejection of his war policies. Support for the war is high, even though the Israeli public also understands that continuation, even prolongation of the war, fits with Netanyahu's ambition to stay in power and delay his criminal trials or avoid prosecution altogether. Here is the great contradiction in public attitudes in Israel. A large majority of Israelis, some on the left among them, put the highest priority on the return of the hostages, yet they also want to defeat Hamas, which is likely to mean no hostage release or ceasefire deal while Netanyahu pursues total victory. Defeating Hamas will require another 7 months of fighting, Israeli officials say. That means not just a free pass for Netanyahu, but also continued destruction of Gaza, thousands more Palestinian civilian deaths, and a possible expansion of the war into the West Bank. Where is the Israeli public on these prospects? Quote, Israel has hardened and the signs of it are in plain view, writes Megan Stack in a New York Times op-ed. Dehumanizing language and promises of annihilation from military and political leaders. Polls that found wide support for the policies that have wreaked devastation and starvation in Gaza. Selfies of Israeli soldiers preening proudly in bomb-crushed Palestinian neighborhoods. A crackdown on even mild forms of dissent among Israelis, unquote. Where is the Israeli left amidst this hateful view of the Palestinians? According to Stack, the left is, quote, a withered stump of a once vigorous movement. The left's criticism of the occupation and calls for negotiations have gone nowhere. It is far outside the mainstream of Israeli opinion that ranges from, quote, detached fatigue to the hardline belief that driving Palestinians off their land and into submission is God's work. This is, she writes, the war the Israeli public wanted. Worse yet, she writes, citing the findings of the Israel Democracy Institute, the Palestinian cause has never had the attention of most Israelis. Every poll that asked people to list the most important issues Israel faced consistently reported that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict came in last in almost all measurements. In sum, this writer says, the demonstrations against Netanyahu should not be conflated with international calls to protect civilians in Gaza. Many Israelis want a ceasefire to free the hostages, followed by the ouster of Mr. Netanyahu. But the protests do not reflect a groundswell of sympathy for Palestinians, or a popular desire to rethink the status quo of occupation and long-silenced peace talks. Thus, to quote another Israeli liberal, quote, a clear majority of Israelis regard the subject of a two-state solution as totally irrelevant, even delusional, and for some, actually treasonous. The sad reality about Israel today is that the moderates have been sidelined, and the warmongers are in charge. As happened the other day, Netanyahu rejected Biden's proposal for ending the war that included a permanent ceasefire. Netanyahu once again made clear that only total victory is acceptable. In my next Tuesday commentary, I'll explore the details of Biden's proposals and the responses of Israel and Hamas. I'm Mel Gertov for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.